How the mind is able to move. So we've understood that the mind is something whose nature is empty like space, always lacking form, shape, color. But by itself, it can't move. Mind alone can't move. So how does mind move? Our mind is like a person who possesses eyes, but no legs. So a person with no legs, they can't move, but they can see. So they can see things, but cannot move from one place to another by himself. So our mind is like such a person. Our mind is like a person who has no legs, but eyes. So can see things, but cannot move from one place to another by himself. That's an analogy for our mind. In the same way, our mind can see objects, but cannot move from one object to another by itself. It needs help. It needs support to move. It can move from one object to another only through the force of a mount. So if a mind is mounted, it can move. Mounted on what? The mount for the mind is the inner winds. So we know about outer winds. We don't know much about inner winds. Inner winds are subtle winds associated with the mind and that flow through the channels of the body. It is said there is nothing quicker than the mind. So because we don't really understand that, Geshe-la gives us an example. And again, it's a wonderful to think about. For example, our mind can reach the moon in an instant just by thinking of the moon. Our mind reaches the moon just by thinking of the moon. But without inner winds, this is impossible. So, our body needs a spaceship. There's so many people dedicated at the moment to take us to the moon or Mars or wherever else we're going to be traveling to in the coming generations. So many people are using their human mind to come up with spaceships whereby we can all, where are you going for this year's Christmas holiday? Oh, I'm going to the moon. Oh, that's lovely. We went to the moon last year. We really enjoyed it. That's what's going to happen. So people are dedicating themselves to creating methods for our body because our body can only go to the moon with a rocket. But our mind, this is part of the power of the mind. Our mind can reach the moon in an instant because it's formless. It's not obstructed by physical objects. Just by thinking about the moon, our mind reaches the moon. Our mind reaches the moon in an instant by thinking of the moon. But without inner winds, this is impossible. So if you'd like to know more about inner winds, please look in the appendix of Modern Buddhism. There's a little chapter about inner winds. But here, all Geshe-la wants us to understand something so important. Mind cannot move from one object to another without the force of inner wind. It is through wind that mind moves from one object to another. So this is going to become so important, because if you want to stop a mind functioning, you stop the wind on which it's mounted. And this is going to become very important, because there are many minds we want to cease, and we cease them through stopping the wind on which they are riding, mounted. This is a very clever technique. So this is one of the reasons why we need to understand this.